Ladies and gentlemen of the internet, welcome to the Riverside Theater's inaugural podcast. My name's Megan Gogarty, and I am sitting here, it is my great pleasure to be sitting with the cast and director of the new show opening at Riverside on January 29th, called Line of Descent. It's a new comedy by William McCauley, and it's directed by Sam Osheroff, who's here. Say hi, Sam.
Hello, Megan.
And we also have the cast here, Christy Hartsgrove-Moores.
Hi, Megan.
John Cameron.
Hi, Megan.
And Ryan Jarrell.
Hi, Megan.
Look at that. They all know their names, and so do I. We're already off to a great start. So we're going to start here. I like to come to interviews woefully unprepared. That's my MO, my modus operandi. So let's start. Explain to me what theater is.
As a concept or a practice?
It's
or a
this
profession?
Thing of where you get on stage and tell a story.
Oh, I've heard of that. No, great. Yeah. For all serious, tell me about Line of Descent. It's a new show, yes?
It's a brand new show. Yep, it's going to be a world premiere here on the Riverside stage. It's a highly stylized, farcical comedy. It's very fast. It's very funny. You guys take it from there. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's really just a fight. It's a fight for the money, you know?
Yeah, it's about a family that finds itself, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
At the beginning of the play, there's four individuals who are all completely messed up. They're all, their ethics are really questionable, and that does not change throughout the entire play.
I know some families like that.
Yes, most. And they're desperate and angry and needy and creepy and occasionally funny.
Terrible checkered pasts.
Yes. Oh, they do terrible things. Yeah. Terrible things.
And John, are you the patriarch of this family?
Not knowing it, yes, I am.
Okay. Fabulous. That's be exciting. And then, what's your character's name?
Douglas Marshall.
Douglas Marshall. And then who else we got? Christy, who are you?
I'm Anna Conrad.
Who's that?
I'm the sister-in-law of Douglas Marshall.
Let me ask you, so there's four actors. Who are we missing?
We're missing Chris Danford.
Oh, Chris.
She got babies. So
she's got the
right
babies.
Now. Yeah.
Fantastic. Great. And now, and we're saying it's a farce, which is a what? What is that?
What is a farce?
How is that different from like a regular comedy? Or is it?
I guess it's a heightened comedy, right?
Yeah, it's a subset of comedy. It's very heightened. It's very stylized. There are certain farcical conventions that you have to follow. There's doors. There's people moving in and out of doors. There's lots of very tightly choreographed movement. Yes, the pace is incredibly fast and funny.
Fast, funny, lots of doors.
Fast, funny with doors,
mistaken
yeah.
identities.
Oh, yep. Fabulous. Yeah.
Great. So it's like Gossip Girl, only funnier.
I hope so.
Exactly like that.
Listeners, it's nothing like Gossip Girl. That's fine.
What's Gossip Girl?
Gossip, just never you mind. John Cameron, spring chicken that he is, said, what's a podcast right before we recorded this? So it's okay that he doesn't know what Gossip Girl is. It's a now defunct TV show. It's been off the air for years. And yet I keep referencing it like an equally old person.
We all have our frame of reference.
We do. We do indeed. Okay, great. And what else do you want to say about it?
Well, you've stunned us into silence
there. Yeah.
Is there choreography? Are there pratfalls?
There are a few pratfalls, and there is some choreography, although I hope when you watch it you won't say, oh, it's choreographed, but you'll notice that the movement on stage is very tightly, for lack of a better word, let's say choreographed.
I mean, I just feel like maybe, you know, we could put it to a listener vote. Like, do you want to see me come down the chimney or go in the window? And then, depending on what they say online, we could figure out how that moment's going to work.
You could come up with hilarious blogging. All right, let me ask you this, because y'all are in the thick of it right now. You're in rehearsal, right? You're about to go in. Like, so this is happening
Yes, but
right
I
now.
Only yesterday began to enjoy it.
Okay, why?
He's been drinking.
No, what's hard about this kind of show?
Well, I think the script is challenging in that it's like an amalgamation of a bunch of different types of comedy, and trying to find what works and what doesn't, I think it can be a little trying and challenging.
Yeah, he really does pull from a lot of sources.
Yeah, and I like to describe it. It's a little bit Joe Orton. It's a little bit Fedot. It's a little bit, a tiny dash of Marx Brothers in there. And then it sort of comes out as its own weird hybrid animal.
Yeah. If you needed like a modern kind of, it's sort of like Arrested Development.
Yeah, it's got a little bit of a Arrested Development vibe, but more formal than that, more stylized than that.
So far, Ryan is winning the podcast, by the way, for using the word amalgamation.
Ah.
So nice job, Ryan. Good work.
I didn't know it was a contest.
It is indeed a contest, as is life. It's very very Darwin here at the Riverside Theater podcast. Let me ask you this, y'all. So this is a show. It's not the first show in the season. We're coming in, what is this, third, fourth season of the
Four.
Season? Fourth
Four.
Show of the season. Why are we doing it? Why'd you pick this show?
Why did I pick this show? I wanted to do something that hadn't really been seen on Riverside stage before, and I don't think Riverside is known for doing high farce stylized comedies. And I was sent the script. A friend of mine is a friend of the playwrights, and I was out sort of soliciting ideas for a good comedy, I think, that January, and Iowa was a good time to go to a comedy because it's cold
Amen.
And dark. And she sent me the script, and I read it, and I liked it a lot, and I thought it was funny, and I thought it was different.
And it's a new play.
It is a brand new play.
It's never been done before.
Never.
So
never.
This is our premiere, which Riverside Theater has a long history of doing premieres, which is awesome. Is the script going through revisions, changes? Is it a living, breathing document right now?
Yeah, it's not. He's not revising it, but we are making some cuts here and there. I think as you know, when you have a text that hasn't been performed, there are certain things that read well, but when you get up on your feet, you go, that's not possible for me to get across the room in one line there. So and William's been very amenable to us making cuts. And
I feel like that's how my daily schedule is a list of things that read well, and then I get up and go, oh, that's not possible.
You should call William in the morning and have him cut your day down.
I could. Yeah. I could be. Please. Cut 20% of this schedule down. Fantastic. I love all of this. All right, what else? Tell me something else.
What else?
What's it like working with Christy, John?
It's fun. She is a little...
That's not what you told me earlier.
Christy has a remarkable sense of comedy. And I've always known that. I directed her a long time ago, like 14 years ago, in the play Sylvia. And she actually played a character that... or four characters, right?
There's
four?
Three.
Three characters that are traditionally played by a male. And she kicked butt.
And
she kicked Ascot. And I've always loved Christy. I've always wanted her to succeed. She knows that. You know that.
Aww, that's nice to hear, though.
Moaning.
People don't say. I'm not moaning. I'm
she's also highly competitive. if you get a funny entrance, she has to have a funny entrance.
I'm just so, like, saying.
For example, if you had to crawl in a window, John.
Yes.
I had to crawl in a window
comically, then Christy feels as though she needs to climb in the window, too.
I'm just saying.
Because she couldn't come down the fireplace.
I don't understand why we have this giant chimney on the stage and we don't come down it. That feels like Chekhov's gun. I was saying last night.
I think that borders on tragedy.
If there's a if there's a gun on stage, you've got to use it. If there's a chimney on stage, somebody needs to come down it.
I think I saw that stitched on a pillow once.
Yes. I'm saying.
Let me ask you this, Chrissy. What's it like to work with John Cameron, who other people...
Up until yesterday, tell them what it was like.
Which, let me just say to our listeners around the globe, if you don't know, John Cameron is a professor of theater and acting at the University of Iowa, and he was, until recently, the head of acting. So tell me about it.
It's a lot of fun. It's awesome.
Liar.
Listen, I have fun in my own way, and one of the ways that I have fun is getting yelled at by other actors about being
ham.
That's fun for me.
Honestly, no, I just said your DNA was 25% ham.
Conservative. That's conservative.
The thing is, I haven't acted in a long time, really. I mean, I did a Shakespeare like a year ago or something.
Well, that's not acting. Not like this.
Yeah.
Well, Shakespeare. You know, Shakespeare.
Okay,
so anyway.
I'm getting a little Shakespeare.
But it had been like over a decade since I'd really done a large role. And I came into this whole process terrified and kind of shut down until last night, where things started to break open. Mm-hmm. And everything started to come together, and my sense of humor came back, and it
felt good.
I know. Wasn't it awful? I was depressing me, and I was already depressed. So last night was really a revelation, and all the as soon as I went home, all this tension went out of me, and I went to sleep.
Nice.
One of the things I love about making theater is that you start and you're all excited, and then there comes this doldrums period where it's like in the rehearsal where it's like this is going to be horrible, and I can't. There's like you can't make any progress, and then something happens, and it just clicks in. It's like, oh, suddenly you're flying.
Yeah, we're in that period right now, or we've been in that period.
Well,
staging, which is for me, it's just as a director, it's my least favorite thing to do. It just, it's awful.
Like where to put the coffee cup and how to sit down.
How do we get the sardines across the room? You know, that kind of stuff. It's just like, well, if you stand up there, now you're blocking the arrow, so you have to move this around. You know, and eventually it all pays off, but it's like, it's such a chore. It's like doing priming the house before you can paint it. You don't even get the colors or anything. That's a bad thing.
So now Chrissy has been on the Riverside stage a ton. John, this is your first time at Riverside. Mm-hmm. Ryan, tell me about yourself, because you're the one I don't know.
Well, I'm from out of town, so yeah, it's my first time.
Where are
on
you
a
from?
Stage. I come from Chicago.
I've heard of that.
I've heard of that town.
Yeah,
it's a town.
That's a place. Yeah.
And actually, Christy and I have some. we went to the same school.
Yeah.
Just
for graduate school
at different times. So this first time meeting, but
but we have a ton of mutual friends.
Yeah.
So is this your first time in Iowa City?
It yes. I mean, I've driven through Iowa.
Sure.
But this is the first time I've stopped.
And say the good things about it.
Now, go.
Rolling hills, pastures.
No, Iowa City.
Oh, Iowa City. Well, I come from a really small town. So
what town?
I come from a town in Wyoming called Laramie.
Oh, groovy.
Yeah.
Sure,
yeah.
I've heard of that. Yeah.
A lot of people have.
There's cowboys there.
Yes. I'm not a cowboy, but...
Yet. But, dream big, Ryan.
Yeah, well, I can definitely play one on TV, for sure. But I'm used to, I like the small town. I mean, it's kind of like, kind of reminds me a little bit of Bloomington Normal.
Yeah.
A little bit, so...
Except way cooler.
Yeah.
But don't they have a big arch over the street in Laramie somewhere?
No.
Or is that Cheyenne?
I think it's St. Louis.
Cheyenne. That's Kearney, Nebraska.
No.
That's McDonald's.
That's
McDonald's. Oh, I'm sorry.
But I'm acclimating really well.
Yes. Yeah.
Good. That's fantastic. Have you eaten here in Iowa City?
No.
Eaten out? Have you gone to the restaurants?
No.
It's like a python he ate last month.
I have eating issues, so I just cook a lot.
He's a Big Apple guy.
The reason why I bring it up is because Taylor Mack was here, who is a world-renowned performing... No, I won't. He's a world-renowned performance artist, and Taylor and the musical director of the show, they were talking about Iowa City, and they were talking about how awful it is that there's no good food. And I was sitting there in the audience going, I cannot let it stand! Because there's such great food here.
What do you recommend?
Oh, well, now I don't want to say because we're on a podcast.
Well, Oasis is really good.
Oh, actually, yes.
Hamburgin, Bluebird have amazing breakfast.
Devotee with the bacon wrab dates will kill you. You'll go to heaven.
Riverside Theater concession stand.
Toblerones. El Banditos, though, they have breakfast Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That's amazing.
Basta, you can get a giant plate of carbs.
Oh, wonderful.
And you just swim in it. And it's just like,
just kill you.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's just, you're making
anti-gluten?
A grave of pasta.
I do. I have some intolerances, yeah.
Oh, so this isn't enticing you at all, my grave of pasta remark.
It's kind of
it doesn't bother him. He's just intolerant of it.
Yeah.
Will not stand by.
Fantastic. All right, so... gang of listeners, all 14 of you, thanks so much for coming in. I just want to give you some information. The show, Line of Descent, by William McCauley, runs January 29th through February 21st. Here's how you get tickets. You call the box office at 319.
It really runs that long?
Yeah. John, you should know when it runs. We're expecting you to show up at most of the shows.
All of them.
You have to be at all the shows.
That's just one performance.
No understudies.
But we have to shush. She's giving us the
I'm giving the shush down because I want our listeners to know to get tickets. Call the box office at 319-338-7672 or go to the website www.riversidetheater, spelled with an R-E because that's how pretentious we are. riversidetheater.org. That's where you go for tickets. Yeah? Any parting shots, y'all.
We love you.
W-W-W.
We love you. We love you even more if you come to see the show. It's going to be a breath of fresh air in the middle of a cold, dark January.
Mm. Oh, my God.
I don't write this stuff. I just say
it. You own that.
A warm
you take that and you keep that forever.
This play is a breath of fresh air. I, however, am a breath of hot air. So I'm signing off. Thanks, everybody. Come to the show. It's a very good play about very bad people.